Iron Power Publishing presents Control Your Inner Conversations, Special Edition, Self-Hypnosis Guided Prayer Meditation, written by Neville Goddard, read for you by Deborah Schmidt, first published 1971. This edition, copyright 2023, Iron Power Publishing, all rights reserved. Part 1. The whole manifested world goes to show us what use we have made of God's gift. Receiving a gift does not mean that we are going to use it wisely, but we have the gift. Everyone has the gift, and the world simply reflects the use of that gift. In The Merchant of Venice, Shakespeare puts these words into the mouth of Portia. If to do were as easy as to know what we're good to do, chapels had been churches and poor men's cottages, princes' palaces. It is a good divine who follows his own instructions. I can easier teach 20 what were good to be done than to be one of the 20 to follow my own teaching. The Merchant of Venice. So you and I have been given a gift. To what use have we put it? In a book written in the first century, written at the time of our gospel, it's called the Hermetica, and this is a translation by Walter Scott. It is a wonderful series of 4 volumes, and in this he says, there are 2 gifts that God has given to man alone, and to no other mortal creature. And these 2 gifts are mind and speech. And the gifts of mind and speech are essential and identical with immortality. If they are used rightly, man will not differ in any respect from the immortals. And when he quits the body, these 2 will be his guides, and they will lead him into the troop of the gods and to the souls that have attained to bliss. The Hermetica. Now, he is not speaking of any outer speech, for you and I have had this experience. I know I have many times. You have gone to a party, and many people you do not know. You meet them, and the usual greetings, nice to know you, what a joy to know you, pleased to meet you, and the usual cliches. And then you have drinks and your little hors d'oeuvre, and then the party breaks up and they all separate. And you hear someone say, what a creep, what a bore, yet they were so pleased to meet them. What a joy to know you. The outer words did not conform whatsoever with what they were really thinking on the inside. And God sees not the outer man. He sees.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?